Painters with Claire, Saturdays at 10 on CFRC. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bangers. Sorry, I'm sounding a little rusty today, but as always, the show must go on. I feel like a lot has happened recently, but first, let's talk about the song I just played. This one was actually kind of inspired by my friend that was on the show last time I had a new program, Mac, who introduced me to an artist from Vancouver called K-Mo. And I found another one of their songs recently called Thousand Yard Stare. And I just think it's really cool. K-Mo almost to me feels like a edgier version of Keshi. Because I feel Keshi is spiritually from Vancouver. Like, if you know Keshi, I think what I'm saying here and what I'm like putting down will make sense to you. If you don't know, get to know. Anyways, as always, I digress. That seems to be a pattern here. But I've got a lot more music to play for you. And then we can get into some fun chats, as always. So I will see you after the next few songs. And with that, once again, we are back. I started that segment of songs off with Pop Star by, I apologize if I pronounce this wrong because clearly this is an issue I tend to struggle with, Maggie Merlin. Merlin is spelled as in Merlin, like the wizard from The Sword in the Stone. Yes! Oh my gosh, memories. I used to love that movie. It really, like, I don't remember anything about it though. And the Maggie is spelled M-A-G-I, and that's where I'm getting, I'm like, is it Magi? Because Great Wolf Lodge, if you guys have ever been, my Canadian listeners, there's like, it's also in America. Great Wolf Lodge is this egregiously Canadian woodlands themed water park. And around 10 years ago, they decided that the water park just wasn't enough, so they added something throughout the hotels called like Magi Quest, where they'd give you a wand and there were interactive paintings and screens and you were like fighting dragons and stuff. And in practice, it was a great idea. I still have my wand from when I was a kid at my actual house, not my apartment here. It's still my doorstopper, the case for it. But when you're trying to sleep and you're no longer 10 years old, and it's about 1 a.m. and the sound of children running and screaming through the hallways right outside of your hotel room trying to find the fairy princess with their lovely little wands, it's not so cute anymore. Oh my goodness, that was like, wow, such fond memories. I still like can hear some of the noises and stuff in my head. That's crazy. Anyways, after that, I played Kiss Burn by Parula. Parula is spelled P-A-R-U-L-A. I love a good song that just comes out swinging out the gate. This one does that. Need I say more? Follow that up with Pretty For You. Instead of For the Word, it's the number four by Tiffany Day. I really like her sound. I just recently found her. I think that she's very cohesive and very interesting. I love the fusion of like rock and EDM and a little bit of pop. Very unique. I think she's really interesting. A lot of her music though is explicit, which obviously makes it a lot harder for me to play a lot of her music on here, but I would recommend go giving her a listen. Yeah, great stuff. And finish that off with an edit of the song Firebreak by Confidence Man. I love Confidence Man, though I did again only just find out about them quite recently, I'd say about 6 months ago, from like a Jonathan Bailey interview or something crazy that came up in my YouTube recommended a really long time ago when they were like asking him like what his favorite artist was, and it was a wicked interview, and I don't remember what the other people said, but he said something about this group called Confidence Man, and he's like, more people need to listen to them. So obviously my radio show hosting self will listen to anything that I hear a name of pretty much anywhere at least once. I will at least give it the time of day to give it a chance, even if that is a somber song, even if that is an Alex Warren song, even if that is a Benson Boone song. So I open Spotify, intuitively press play on the first few tracks, and yeah, Jonathan Bailey is a man of taste. You have heard it here first, folks. I just love EDM music. I'm not a big party goer, which always makes it so funny when I tell people I love Charli XCX. I love Shy Girl. I love Slater. Like, it doesn't really add up, but sometimes I like listening to just in my room. I like listening to while I study. Call me crazy. But at the end of the day also, as I always say, like, music is just about what goes into your ears and how what's going into your ears makes you feel. It's like, not your enjoyment of music is never about objective goodness or objective situational accuracy at the end of the day. Okay, there's one last thing I want to talk about before I get into my next few songs, because tragedy has struck the Canadian world. The groundhog in Canada that does the Groundhog Days has perished. I need to find his name. One moment. Is it Will or Phil? One of them's an op. Okay. Wyerton Willie. Yes. Wyerton Willie. He was our goat. Guys, I take Groundhog Day so seriously. I love groundhogs. They're so cute. And when I found this out, I literally gasped. Like, no shot. It should have been the US one. The US one loves to be a hater. Is literally like 10 minutes away from its last breath every year it steps out there. But no, the universe just had to take Wyrton Willie instead. And Wyrton Willie has such a better ring to it than Punxton Whanny Phil. Like, what does Punxton Whanny mean? Who came up with Punxton Whanny? Wyrton, it rolls off the tongue. It's quite beautiful. It sounds a little bit Irish. That was a horrible Irish accent. Okay. They can't. There's no way they're coming up with a better name for the next one. Or does it keep the same name? Like, is there just going to be another groundhog under the illusionary guise of Wyrton Willie? But this is not going to be the same. This one's so cute. He's so chubby. And, like, I have maternal instincts for Wyrton Willie, guys. So there. I had to get that out of my system. Because when I saw the news, there was an audible gasp that left my mouth, and I was completely alone in a room with no one around me. I saw a TikTok. I fully reposted that. No one's engaged with it. I don't care. I need the world to know how gutted I am. Rest in peace, my goat, Wyrton Willie. And with that, we're going to go back to listening to some more awesome music. Today, I feel like I've really gone for like a house, like EDM kind of vibe, which is cute, which is fun. You know, summer's coming. My waist is shrinking. It was above -1 a few days ago. Unfortunately, there is a snowstorm right now, but whatever. I don't think we should be here. I see no water in front, but the music keeps hitting me like a 10 out of 10. So what do I think? You can come over here to tell me again and again. What you think? No, I don't think. Move side to side with your hands up high. Keep your customers satisfied and live alive. DJs don't dance no more than you said.
I'm not bad. Yeah. You can make me. Let's go. Yeah, walk right in. 스치는 순간 모두가 my friend. 여기저기서 인사를 건네. Yeah, yeah. 다 자연스럽게 알아, give me space. 언제나 그래, 눈에 띄 my face. 흘겨보지 마, 이건 a race. 나, 자, 눈 맞춰볼까? 미리 걱정하는 건 버려 잠깐. We live in that good life, good life. 꿈이 없을수록 better. 자연스럽게 망설이면 never. 이 걸림대로 해. 나다울 때 누구보다 눈부셔 난 I've been attempt to.
on you, baby, you decide. No matter what I do, I can't keep you in line. No, no.
I tend to play cool, but here's a newer side. You bring it out of me, so what's it about to be?
You play a game that's very dangerous. You must be out of your mind. So this time I'm picking up the reins.
Once again, for the last time, we are back. We started that off with Dance No More by Harry Styles. I know I've given him a lot of slack over the past few shows. In fact, actually, not just a lot, I think a very large amount. But at the end of the day, he's one of the few male pop stars that actually releases listenable music. And this album, some songs were not good. But with the men, like, we can't hold them to, like, as high of a standard. Like, I went in and my expectations were mid. And they were exceeded. But, yeah, there were some skips, but some songs really did take me by surprise. Some standouts, I would say, would be Coming Up Roses, Paint by the Numbers, and then this one. Oh, and Ready, Steady, Go. That one's cute. Pop is cute, too, but it feels like he's trying to be Tame Impala. Really, really bad, and it's not working. But I really like this one. It's called Dance No More. I like the one part where it's like that. Teach them all respect your mother. I play bass. If a song has a good bass line and I can tell that it's not done by a computer, you're singing my praises right there. So great job on that part, Mr. Styles. This song's getting a lot of smoke compared to the other songs in the album, and I don't really understand why. I think it's very cute. It's very like Sabrina Carpenter, House Tour, Man's Best Friend, with a lot of the special effect noises and flanging and phasing that has been used in the song and has effects on the synths. Very egregiously late 80s. I think it's cute, though. I like it. I'm not complaining. That checks off some of my happy boxes. I enjoy it. Then I followed that up with Rude by Hearts to Hearts. The girls are really taking it around now, the girl groups. They've been doing a great job. K-pop has recently been letting me down, but I think that this song may single-handedly be able to save it if we get it enough hype that all the other girl groups decide that they just have to copy Hearts to Hearts flow. But this song's so cute, and even better, there's a Canadian queen in that group, guys. Stella, she's our Canadian icon. I didn't know it. I was like, oh, she's Canadian. But I love that for her. She's so iconic. She's the one that does the really cute, like, talking part in the bridge. It's going, like, really viral right now. I missed good K-pop music. And this is so camp, so cutesy, so fun. So, like, I don't care. So, like, female empowerment. It's everything I liked about K-pop before, I'd say 2025, and then I feel like K-pop music as a whole went in the gutter. So yeah, this I feel like this song is a big light in the darkness for K-pop as a whole, and I'm really hoping we see groups experimenting more with this like house EDM inspired sound again, because I missed her. Bring her back. Followed that up with I Believe by Carolyn Polachek. I've never played her on here, which is crazy because I'm a huge fan. If you know Imogen Heap, I would say that that's probably the artist I would compare her the most closest to. Both of them do very interesting things with vocal layering and vocal stacking and using vocals as pretty much the backbone for almost all of the elements of their songs. Imogen Heap does something very interesting also, by the way, on the topic of her, where if you see some videos of her live, she'll actually show how she made some of the instrumentals for her songs, and she only uses her voice. It is disgustingly impressive, but anyways, if you like Imogen Heap, I would go give a listen to the rest of Carolyn Polachek's discography. Then again, girl groups are taking it. Followed that up with the brand new song by Girls That Tweak. And if you know anything about me, you know that I loved their last song, Little Miss. And I was talking about they have the opportunity to be ginormous, be huge. They just cannot fumble their bag after Little Miss. And they did not miss a single step, for that matter. This song is, again, a little bit of a house EDM vibe. Super cute. I love the sample at the beginning. Every single girl is so talented in that group. The dance is fun. It's catchy. They literally just have a hit on their hands. Finish that off, finally, with Dance 2 by... Oh, I always say Oklu, but I think it's just Okelou. O-K-L-O-U. There you go. She's French, so yeah. I think my hopes are up. I wasn't very great in French class. Now I want to add a different segment. We're switching it up from me introducing some of the uncultured to the world of Twitter and TikTok memes, because I fear I just kind of subconsciously spew that out. So I've decided, I saw a really cute thing that BBC, I think it's Radio 1 does, where they interview artists and they have a show that's called like Songs That Saved Them. So every week I'm just going to be picking one song that like abides to a certain theme that I've seen them ask an artist about in an interview. And I'll like just talk about it for a little bit. So this week I decided to pick the song that made me finally actually start listening to music. So the song I chose for this was Break Free by Ariana Grande. For those that know me, you will know that I spent a very long period of my life saying I did not, quote unquote, like music at all. I played the drums. They would ask me what song I would want to play. I would say none. I do not know. They asked me what songs I like. I said, I don't like music. But one fell day in 2014, I am driving to school and this song comes on the radio and I'm like, what is that melody? I probably didn't say that or think that because that's a very 2025 clear thought, but I was like eight, but the song is just so explosive and I just don't know how to explain it. The music video was iconic. I already loved Ariana Grande because I was watching Victorious and Sam and Cat and I loved her character. So obviously I'm going to pay a little more attention to the song right off the bat when I hear it, but that song truly like shifted my brain chemistry because I was like, oh my gosh, I like a song. No one ever thought that that day would come, but I did. My bout of not liking anything for so long was broken. And after I heard this song, I think that was when my parents finally got me around the time I was getting like the iTunes app and I actually started listening to more music, adding to my library, finding more about myself related to music, all because of One Fell Day when Break Free by Ariana Grande featuring Zedd came on the radio. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. We're going to follow that up with two more songs. Dying for You by Charlie XCX. I'm not sure if I played this one already, but it's also off the Wuthering Heights album. What would a show be without a Charlie song? Guys, I tried to put a Billy song in here, but I think I've played every single one of her songs on this show. Her discography is that short. But that's okay. We'll figure something out. Billy, you know what we're going to figure out? Billy's going to drop that album. And it's all going to be over and everything will be fine. And then I'll have 10 new songs to play on here. And then we're going to finish it off with A World Alone by Lorde. I had the wonderful pleasure of hearing this incredible song live and it was so much fun. The energy at the concert was amazing. Everyone was jumping around and just having such a good time. Just such a fun little song about friendship, and I think it's a really cute ending note to have. So with that, I'll see you guys when I see you guys. Claire out.
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore. I only wanna die alive. Never by the hands of a broken heart. I don't wanna hear you lie tonight. Now that I've become who I really am. This is the part when I say I don't want you. I'm stronger than
Ever since I can remember, I felt it in my bones. A tragic destiny was reserved for me all on my own. But oh, I didn't know why. Oh, no, no, I didn't know. But then I saw your face and realized I was dying for you. Cause you're a gun to my head and you're a wound in my chest. Yeah, you're my favorite jewelry, worn just like a noose from my neck. I'm losing gallons of blood. The river's turning to red. I got a smile on my face. But oh, I didn't know why. Oh, no, no, I didn't know. But then I kissed your lips and realized I was dying for you. Cause you're the poison I drink you twice to be sure. And then I find the highest building just to fall on my sword. I'm losing gallons of blood, the river's turning to red. I got a smile on my face, I bleed even.
Smoking all